I really do hate to have to reprimand one of my employees at the MILF retreat, but there are some things I can't tolerate. And you, young man, have crossed the line. Oh, I'm well aware that none of the MILFs that you've interacted with directly have ever had any complaints. I mean, look at that thing. Why would they complain with a cock like that? But you know better than the stunt you pulled this afternoon. That, again, is not our policy. MILFs are gonna crave a cock like yours the minute they lay eyes on it. You were informed of that when you were hired. You were also informed of that when you were promoted to room service. But you forgot your place. You started out poolside, like most of the new hires. And what is the one rule every pool boy knows not to break? Yes, exactly. No fucking at the pool. You can get hard. You can strut around poolside with all those horny MILFs. You can stroke your cog. Fuck, you can have them stroke your cog. You can come on them. You can even give them a little extra cream in their piña coladas if they so desire. But this cock of yours, this naughty, naughty, big fat cock that I'm tapping with my finger, it is not allowed in any hole at the main pool. You know that rule has been in place for quite some time now, and you know why. Yes, exactly what happened today. MILF frenzy. One MILF sees another getting it good from a dick like this. What do you think was going to happen? Of course she was going to want to get fucked next. This isn't a porn shoot. I don't have Viagra on demand. At least not for the pool boys. You can't handle all of those MILFs out there, horny and needy, liquored up, wanting your cock after she saw you fuck another MILF so wildly. There's only so much of you to go around. You're a cheeky one, aren't you? Yes, I can see that you're still hard right now. But that wasn't the case out there, was it? How many did you fuck before you couldn't get it up anymore? You say that proudly. Six. You fucked six horny MILFs poolside. And yes, those six were fully satisfied, but what happened to the other eight MILFs that had their hands on you, that were begging for your cock to get hard so you could fuck them too? You were using your lips and your fingers on, but still they craved more. No, they didn't crave more. They demanded more. And when a MILF who pays an obscene amount of money to come to our retreat wants cock, she gets cock. Except for at the main pool. There's just too many of them to start a fucking frenzy the way you did. I had to call all of my other cock resources. Hell, I had to call Kyle and Craig from their vacation to come in and service these horny MILFs poolside. It was pandemonium, grabbing hard cock by hard cock, some already well engaged with their MILFs one-on-one privately in the spa and room service, which is where you should have been. You are a room service cock. You can give those MILFs anything they want once you're in their room. I do mean anything. But when you traded shifts with Jake today, you took his poolside one so he could have the day off. Mighty nice of you, I must say, but can't just do whatever the fuck you want with your cock out by the pool. Look what it costs me. Frustrated, horny MILFs demanding dick. Did you hear them chanting? Get us dick! Get us dick! We want dick! We need dick! More dick! More dick! More dick! More dick! I could hear it through my office walls! Do you know that we could be out of business in 5 seconds if one review went up saying there wasn't enough dick at the MILF retreat to go around? Is that what you want? I naively thought you enjoyed your career here. Actually, you, above almost most of the men here, really relish your career. And you've got the perfect equipment. This is your ideal job. Yeah, well, it's a little too late for begging now. You let your cock get ahead of you. Pun intended. You let it do whatever it wanted with these guests. It's not about your fucking dick. It's about them. Their pussies. Their hungry mouths. Their assholes. Their tits. Their every desire for a young hard cock has to be fulfilled. And if they want a cock by the pool, especially your cock, you could have very easily taken Mrs. Schweitzer by the hand, guided her back to her room where you could have done obscene things with her. But instead, when you were oiling her up from behind, and she grabbed hold of your dick between her legs and started pushing it inside her warm, recently rejuvenated cunt, you couldn't stop yourself, could you? Yeah, she's a pretty fucking hot MILF. Most of them are who come to this retreat. You don't have money like that to pay for a vacation here without spending it on your body as well. But just because that cunt was extra tight and she wanted it really bad doesn't mean that you could just grab her hips and start pounding her down into the lounge chair while the other MILFs watched and cheered on, fingers in their cunts, getting them wet, waiting for their turn. What did you think they were cheering you on for? Just to fuck her? That's not what another MILF wants. She's not generous with a young cock. She wants it for herself. Which is exactly why Mrs. Schweitzer tempted you like that. She wanted to be Queen MILF. There's always competition where MILFs are concerned. Haven't you learned that working here by now? They always want the hottest, hardest, fattest cock fucking them. They want to show the other MILFs that they're worthy of your dick. And she did that. Well, at least after the other 5. There wasn't enough left of you to go around. Oh, this isn't a football game where you can say, put me back in, coach. I can go for the long haul. Because I really don't know how much that dick has left in it. 1 fuck. 2 maybe. You were supposed to work the rest of the night. Do you know how many requests I have now for your dick? Oh, you would think that's a good thing. But you can't service them all at that pace. They're too eager for it. And some of them want you all night. So there's really only one thing left to do. Begging is not what's going to save your job, young man. You have to prove to me you've got what it takes. These MILFs that want you all night, are they going to be able to get that? Can you prove that? Can you make up for what you did poolside by actually lasting all night? Once again, I'm not testing my luck on our actual clients. I can't risk any more bad reviews. Don't you worry. I called Marcus and Jake and Juan and Isaac back in, and they're going to help for the night. I know none of the MILFs are going to complain with those cocks. Oh, what's the matter? Upset that other cocks are going to get to make those MILFs come? You're not going to get any other juicy pussies or hungry mouths to fill. Never mind their generous tips. You should be upset. You might just become their second choice after they sample some of our other primo dick. It is all about the big dicks and who becomes the MILF's favorite. Don't get me wrong. I like your hustle. I like that you want to be the dick in demand. You've just gone about it wrong. You need to be taken down a notch. So, in order to get back in my good graces, you're going to have to grace me with all of your goodness. You're going to have to come and come and come and get hard over and over and over again. Show me that you've got what it takes and fuck a horny, needy MILF all night without stopping, without disappointing her insatiable holes. You better get it started right now. Start jacking off that pole. That sensitive pole that's already been servicing all of those holes poolside. I bet it's aching, isn't it? Don't worry. I'm going to take my big MILF titties out, give you something to shoot on, which you're going to do real fast. Because some of these MILFs are impatient for a load of hot cum from that hot cock. Yeah, jack it off faster. They're going to be demanding and tell you that they want you to cum on their fucking tits right now. Faster. Stroke it faster, stud. Don't tell me you haven't heard that a million times from a million MILF mouths. Telling you to stroke faster. Jack that pole off. Come for them. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, mighty impressive. Look at those ropes. Jesus. I really thought you'd be dribbling out by now. I do have me some big MILF titties and you managed to get at least 5 or 6 splashes on each of them. Well, that's just one. You know our horny MILF guests are going to want more and more and more. Was that a moan? Do you not have any left in those dangling tanks of yours for, let's say, my pussy? When I bend over like this and look back at you, like those room service MILFs do, just waiting on all fours on their bed for when you enter their room and they say, get that dick in here, stud. Come fuck me. Come on. Pretend I'm one of those horny MILFs waiting and start fucking me. Don't be gentle. You know how they like it. They want to be used. Like a little filthy whore that a young buck like you wants to, yeah, just rut with and ram his dick into. Oh, I must say, you're mighty hard still. Yeah, you gotta do better than that, though. You gotta ram it in deep. Make those balls slap against my pussy. Just like you were doing out poolside, I guess. Yeah, you started it that way. You're gonna end it this way. You're gonna keep fucking this pussy all night. Right here in my office, on every piece of furniture. Over the desk, just like this. On the floor, against the door. You're gonna give me load after load after fucking load. Got it? Think your young, hard dick can handle that? Oh yeah, that's big talk for a big man. Oh, God. Oh fuck. Oh my God. That's more cum. Oh shit. Fuck. How did you come so fast again? Oh, yeah. Wouldn't you like that? You want to be called Wonder Boy around here because of that wonder cock? That's big talk from you, but that's all it is until I can get another big load from... Oh, fuck. No, oh, fuck. Huh, not only did you have more, but a lot more. All right, fine, I'm impressed, but you getting so cocky is not going to end well. I didn't get to be head of the MILF retreat for lack of stamina. I'm a hard worker. I'm going to fucking work you hard. Yeah, get down on my desk. I'm going to hop up and ride this time, and you better be hard for hours, because I don't want you to come fast this time. Our guests might want you to make it last. Let's see how long this dick can stay hard while I ride you. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. That's it. You better keep this dick hard if you want to keep this job. Keep MILFs riding on you. Coming for you. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, my jaw's sore. Oh, but one more load might do it. Oh, I know you've got it in you. Come on, just one more. Feed me one more. You've been at it all night. Cum's already dripping out of every hole of me. All over my body. My hair's drenched with it. My face is drenched with it. These tits are coated in it. My belly's full of it. We missed dinner. And it's about to be breakfast, so give me my morning protein shot. And make it a double. Holy fuck. Oh, I really didn't think you had that last one in you, but... Oh, that was impressive as fuck. Well, you did work hard at proving to me that you really want to keep your job here. Well done. Now I want you to grab your stuff, stop by at housekeeping, and tell them they've got a fucking mess to clean up in here. Jesus, I think there's cum in every corner of this room. And then shower up and head to Mrs. McClevin's room. She's in the goddess suite, and she deserves goddess treatment for waiting for your cock so long, and for what she pays us to stay here. What's the matter? Did you think I'd let you have the day off to recoup? Not a chance, sweetie. That cock's going right back to work. That's what you get working here. And if you don't think you can handle it... Oh, good answer. But the proof will be in what Mrs. McClevin says when you're done with her. Only then will I sign off on you continuing to work at the Milford Treat. And let's not have a repeat of the poolside antics again. If a MILF needs to get fucked that badly, take her to her private pool, or back to her room, or to the spa, or any number of places. And if it's your dick that just needs to get off that badly, bring it here. I'll help take a few of those loads before you can get your head on straight and get back to work. Disciplining young men as part of my job really shouldn't be so much fun. Makes me kind of eager for the next time someone breaks the rules.